You're welcome to Faith to Faith broadcast with Pastor Tibby Peters. Experience the dynamic teaching, preaching, and the supernatural miracle ministry of Pastor Tibby Peters, the president and pioneer of Renaissance Assembly. This message is designed to take you from where you are to where you ought to be. Get ready for an encounter that will transform your life.
In Luke chapter 18, verse 1, and he spake a parable to them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The parable was spoken because Jesus knew that man had a tendency to faint. Men ought always to pray and not to be weary. The cure for fainting, the cure for weariness is prayer. And at the same time, the hindrance to prayer is weariness. Lift your hand. Say, I will pray and not faint. I will pray and not faint. Amen. Any season of your life where the Spirit of God strengthens you to pray, you will know that it is a season that purpose will be bettered. Why do we have ups and downs? And I'm talking about ups and downs in terms of, there's a time it looks like the Spirit of God is doing many things in your life, then there's a time it looks like nothing is going on. Those fluctuations are coming from fainting days. No more fainting days. No more fainting days. Men ought always, not sometimes, always to pray. I pray that this year we'll enter the always prayer mode. Amen. Men ought always to pray, and not to faint. May the remembrance of this parable Jesus spoke stay with you throughout this year. Amen. It will not be a January thing. It will not be a February thing. It will be a lifestyle. Today my text will be from Colossians 4 verse 12. And I'm going to be talking about prayer labors. In Colossians 4, earlier in the chapter, Paul was writing to them, I think it was in third verse, he said, continue in prayer. Amen. Then he began to have a conversation with them about what had happened with Epaphras, giving them an information. He was encouraging them to continue in prayer. Hallelujah. He says, Epaphras, I'm quoting Ephesians, Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you? Read it with me, please. Want to go? Epaphras, who is one of you? A servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Meaning that if you have a better outcome, you should know why it happened. If everything is falling in place, it's falling in place because somebody had taken the responsibility to labor fervently in prayers. Spiritual order is a product of prayer labors. If not, Psalm 82 will come to pass in your life. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. They know not, neither will they understand. The foundations will be out of course. When you see spiritual order anywhere, what you are looking at are prayer labels. Amen. I'll say it again. Any life, any organization, any entity, any place, you see spiritual order, what is holding it are prayer labels. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding, so what? The house will decay. When you slumber in prayer, things will start falling apart. We don't only build in prayer, we sustain by prayer. What keeps the building intact is still prayer. Except the Lord build a house, they labor in vain that builded it. He's not talking about a physical house. He was talking about family. A nation, a family, a tribe. Except the Lord build it. He said they are laboring in vain that build it. That means that there is a labor with the Lord. Amen. Through prayers. I know not of any better partnership with God in fulfilling destiny than in the partnership of prayer. Pray in tongues for a moment. Kozibra no si barata silosia. Jo pretona ma ande brodo sila batole brosia. Zene meketora ba angre rosia. Brato sile brondo sile bratos. Zekreto rabakatosia. Zepredo zile brando copretosia. Zepleto rabakato. Zepreto nama angre rosia. Zeple tonama radadosia. Mende ke pratia rosile baros. Zike pratera angrozi. Jo pretina marosia. Zata la katele brosia. In Jesus' name. That thing that made you feel like not praying is the thing that doesn't want you to fulfill destiny. We don't think prayer. We verbalize it. In the protocol of prayer, there must be expression. It must be vocalized. You can ponder over what you want to pray. But when it starts to produce is when it is expressed. Every opportunity to pray is profit. Amen. Gain. Advantage. You don't lose praying. Everything might not happen when you are praying, but something will happen. You didn't hear me well. Everything will not happen when you are praying sometimes, but something will happen. And that something is something what's happening. Amen. It's something that is of value. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers. There is intentionality that you may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Meaning he knows that this thing will not be complete if he doesn't pray like this. This standing perfect and complete is destiny alignment. Everybody say alignment. This is how you fulfill your cause. John fulfilled his cause. We read that in Acts 13:25 yesterday. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. Paul was warning them, or writing to the Colossians, and he talked about a guy called Archippus. He says, say to Archippus to take heed to the ministry which I received in the Lord, that he fulfill it. There is something to fulfill, my brother. There is a destiny to fulfill. I said there is a destiny to fulfill. And fulfilling destiny is not beans. It takes spiritual energy to fulfill destiny. Because there is resistance. There is opposition. You have an adversary, the devil. In Isaiah, that scripture was talking about, it says, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. He said, even the youths will grow weary. They will faint. But the only one that will keep charging up, renewing energy, moving to, is the one that will wait on the Lord. Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. This is the year to mount up with eagles. With wings as eagles, rather. You will mount up. Prayer labors generates mounting up power. Amen. Prayer labors generate mounting up power. That ability to lift is sustained by prayer labors. He didn't say prayer will come upon us. He said we will give ourselves. Hey, we will give ourselves. Prayer was on its own. I went to surrender myself to it. We will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. Acts 6 verse 4. Give yourself. Give yourself. Some of you are giving yourselves sometimes. Occasionally. No. Give yourselves continually. Continually. It's the same thing we're talking about. That Epaphras, always laboring. Not sometimes laboring. Always laboring. And I said it was intentional. That you may stand. What Epaphras was doing for the Colossians, you can do for yourself. So I will labor fervently in prayer always, that I may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Meaning that the will of God will be delivered with precision in my life. It will not look like it. It will be it. Jesus made a statement in Matthew 7, popular verse, Acts verse 7, and it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Then he said, everyone that asketh, receive it. Everyone that seeketh, find it. Everyone that knocketh is opened unto him. That statement means a lot. Because Jesus was not repeating himself. He was not saying one thing in three ways. He was saying three different things. He was talking about one thing in three levels or three dimensions. The first thing and the most important thing to learn from ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. Look at verse 8. Good. I'm going to verse 8 because of the words that were used there. Remember, verse 7 says, ask and it shall be given. But when he got to verse 8, he said, everyone that asks it, he didn't say is given. He said, receive it. Then he said, and he that seeketh, find it. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. What it means is that in your Christian journey, in the realm of the spirits, all the things that belong to us in the realm of spirit, they fall to us in one of these categories. There are some things that will be received. That means you will be there and you will receive it. While some other things, you have to find it. You will have to find it. Amen. You will have to find it. And then there are some things that you have to knock. It has to be open to you. Prayer facilitates heaven's agenda. Prayer is a joint venture with God to deliver the agenda of heaven upon the earth. A joint venture with God. I believe there is no greater invitation to partake or to share in God's sovereignty than in prayer. The concept of prayer is an indictment on any idea that what will be, will be. That there is such a thing as prayer means that it was never determined, it was never proposed that what will be, will be. Jesus would not have prayed because it was written. In the volume of the book, it was written. But he had to listen to me. Prayer is how you insert yourself in what is written. If not, you'll be outside of the book. You insert yourself into what is written. You enter it. There's something written of you. You have to enter it. Why did Jesus bother praying? It was already written. This was going to happen. That's going to happen. This is going to happen. But yet, through prayer labors, listen, some things have not happened because you have not prayed. Some things are slow because you have not prayed. Prayer is a real energy. Are you with me? It's a real, real, even if it is not visible to the eyes, it is tangible in the spirit. When you pray, for example, there is a power that cannot carry this building. Hello? But when you bring the correct generating set, it will carry it. Some of you are trying to power your destiny with I pass my neighbor prayer. Once load comes on it, people of God know I pass my neighbor prayers. It has to be heavy duty. Years ago, I was sharing with a group of people. I said, the challenge with some of you is that you are still praying the way you used to pray when you were in university. When you are pursuing a BSc, now you have PhD problems. You think you can be powered by the same prayer? No, sir. Some of you now have a husband. You now have a wife. You now have children. The prayer energy required to sustain that is more. Amen. 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 Father, I thank you for the food I'm about to eat at the place I'm going to go. Go with me. In Jesus' name. Amen. That won't work it. That won't work it. If that will work it, Jesus would have been praying like that. Look at all the times of prayer of Jesus. Look at, read scriptures. Read Mark 1:35. Read Luke 6:12. Amen. Put it up, Mark 1:35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day. Why is he making this effort? He went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. A great while before day. That means it was not 1 hour. Their own day starts at 7 a.m., which is called the first hour. So a great while before day. I don't think it was less than 3 hours before the daytime. And he prayed. What did Luke 6 say? 12, I believe. And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. Hello? Listen. I don't know how I'm going to say this for you to understand me. You are not the one that can determine what energy is required to solve a particular problem. Hello? Are you with me? You cannot in your mind determine that this challenge I want to address, I just need to put in this measure of prayer and to produce result. No, it doesn't work that way. That's why one of the ways God helped us, I pray I will have time to talk about that, is what we call the note of victory. The note of victory is the signal in the spirit that prayer has hit the volume or the measure that is required. Amen. Are you listening to me? That note of victory is the way that heaven had designed for you to know. Permit me to speak Pidgin English. The prayer don't gauge. Popular Matthew 6:10. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. That means that there are things that are already established in heaven, waiting for somebody to birth it on the earth. My friend, don't pray casually. Did you hear me? There are three elements in prayer that are necessary in your prayer life. Number one is fervency. Fervency is passion. Someone said, oh, so how do I get passionate? I said to the person one time, I said, stay there and pray until passion meets you. Sometimes just praying casually. This prayer self. Don't leave the place, oh. Amen. Don't leave. Have you ever thought of the fact that he said the prayer that avails much? That means there's a prayer that avails less. The thing that makes the prayer avail much is fervency. That means fervency is a catalyst. It makes the prayer produce more. You know how they take yeast and put in flour and then it rises. It is that fervency that makes your prayer avail much. That's why anytime you are behaving like you will soon pray, what Satan will start attacking is your fervency. Just later in the afternoon, I'm going to pray. You said it out. I'm going to pray. The demons start working immediately, sharp. They will send for the one from your village. He wants to pray. All that has to happen is to distract you and lower your passion or your interest to pray. As long as that fervency of prayer is low, the prayer will not avail much. This year, you will pray prayers that avail much. Amen. I tell people you can assist your fervency. That's why sometimes we write down things, we go back to them. That's why sometimes we listen to messages. You have to know the things that stir your passion. You have to know them. The Bible told us about Samson that he will move himself and the Spirit of God will come upon him. You have to know how to move yourself. Don't just say, I wanted to pray today, but the prayer was not doing me. Do yourself. Do you know there are some people, you have some friends that if you, there are some people that if you just open their picture on Facebook, prayer will come out. Labratona, Katona, Siatosai. Are you understanding what I'm saying? You should have those kind of friends, so. Amen. There are some people that when you see them, prayer will come out. Then there are some people that certain messages you have. I pity for people that never listen to messages. Audio or video or now we're on social media. You have message that anytime you listen to it, it will trigger something in you. Hey, stop waiting for fervency. Stir up fervency. Switch it on. If it comes, I will pray. If it doesn't come, I will just see what I'm going to do. No, sir. There's a guy I remember years ago when we were in university. If I go to the place we used to pray, we were never friends. But we used to meet in the prayer place. I don't know his name. But he stirs my passion to pray. Praise the Lord. And coincidentally, it's about the same time we meet there. I've hardly seen him come in there. I always come there and meet him there, like he lives there. Once or twice, I've seen him in school, during school hours. You know that kind of thing? We saw ourselves. He just looked at me. I looked at him. He nodded. I nodded. We greeted ourselves in the spirit. Meaning, I know you. Me too, I say, I know you. Praise the Lord. Amen. No, not too much language. But I will never forget his prayers. I will never forget. The first time I came to pray there and I heard him pray, somebody was in the dark place. I'm not seeing the person. And I was already there. Then it's like somebody's there, but I'm not seeing the person. Then I just said, oh God! Then it was quiet. So I stood up like, I came to pray. So I'm like, after a while again, oh God! I found out that anytime he shouted that, I entered another gear. So I looked, even till date, I remember that voice. And it still stirs me to pray. Fervency. Fervency. It must be added in your prayer. One day, I came with my own burden to pray. Somebody gave me a gift. And I recently even saw the person. How many of you know the traditional attire they call Otibo? Huh? Otibo, whatever we pronounce it. Someone gave it to me. But I don't know whether he didn't check me a size before he gave me. So it looked like Baba Riga. It covers up to here. And I wear it like a dress. it comes to my leg. So I use it as prayer garments. So when I'm going to pray, whatever I wear inside, also I'll just wear it on top and go into the darkness. So that day I was coming to pray. People that were praying were seeing a white garment coming. When I reached there and I lifted my hand, I started praying. I didn't know what was going on, but after a while I just saw that people, they came out and were watching me. But when I do the gown like this, it's Shaolin prayer. Even the guy came out to see what was happening. Kaya baratiros. Kosine maya. Sete pretuna sieros. Zara katene masos. Mekere pratina makotosia. Zita para. May the Holy Ghost bring you into prayer experiences that will be unforgettable, indelible impressions of prayer experiences. Loprande que silabaya, zinato, rabakatona sieros, le remba, comende sileronda, zapato, zigredo, namarande que silabaya, mendo zigaradosia, petelerosi. Thank you, Lord. Ha! If you feel, you know, when you read Joel 2, it talks about the years that the cankerworm and the caterpillar had eaten. He said, I'll restore. If you ever feel that life had left you behind, prayer is the greatest and the fastest way to catch up. Some of you in these seasons of prayer, you discover that you have caught up. 4 years lost, you are now where you're supposed to be. 7 years lost, you are now where you're supposed to be. And the first shall be the last, and the last shall be first. Kasumenoshia. Three elements in prayer I talked about. Number one, fervency. Number two, persistence. Persistence. Jesus was teaching and he talked about importunity in prayer. A shameless insistence. I know Nigerians understand it. Nigerians understand it more. I guess so. You know, if you commit a crime, maybe in a European country or somewhere in the West, and they tell you you're under arrest, there's nothing like I beg now. Hello? If they've said something, they've said it all. But Nigerians believe that there must be a way. Ejo, he will kneel down. Amen. He's not ashamed to beg. It's that importunity that the scripture was talking about in Luke. He said a shameless insistence. You must have it in prayer. I remember the story, I believe it was Shambach, it was Shambach's story, R.W. Shambach. He was pastoring, and either Shambach or Robert, I'm mixing it up now. But the man of God used to hold crusades. And for whatever reason, a little girl that used to attend his church, her dad was sick and in the hospital. And she said they should not operate on him until her pastor comes to pray for him. So the doctors just respected her wish and waited for the pastor to come. So they wanted him to come and pray so that they can do what they need to do. So he came and prayed for the father and was leaving. Yes. So the girl held him. He said, not that kind of prayer. He said, the prayer you used to pray on the crusade ground. She knew the difference. That prayer that makes people stand up from wheelchair. That prayer that opens, that's the prayer. As she said it, she touched something. He had finished praying, no, but he turned back, went back, and laid hands on God and took him up. And he was healed. What if she did not insist? Sometimes, if you don't persist, you won't draw out the virtue that was supposed to come out. We've seen it happen many times. So there has to be persistence. And sometimes there's a matter. You are not satisfied. Number three, confidence. Confidence. This is the confidence that we have in him. That when we ask anything according to his will, that he heareth us. 1 John 5:14. That confidence that God delights in your prayers. And that you're not making noise. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive. That's confidence. This year, you will labor fervently in prayers. Do you know the way, why the language was used? Go back to Colossians 4:12. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently. In English, they divided it up, laboring fervently. In the Hebrew, in the Greek, is one word, agonizomai. It talks about a striving and a struggle with a passion. The idea of saying labor means there is effort on your part. Hello? Your body might be tired. When you remember what you want to see, you will stand up. You know, it cannot end like this. Some of you, you say, oh, do you know I'm 40? So pray 40 years prayers. Stop praying like you're 18. If it has hit you, I'm already 30. The way it's doing, I'm already 30. That's how your prayer will be 30. You'll be praying the prayer of someone that feels like you're already 30 and something is not right. Are you listening to me? After you say, I'm already 30, you go and sleep. Amen. No. I know some of you just wake up Sunday, just realize, oh boy. A brother I was talking to in church years ago. We told him, I wanted him to feel something for me. This was many years back. So I told him to feel something for me. So he was feeling it. He now feels his date of birth. Feel his date of birth. I first told him to write his age somewhere. You know, so he wrote the age. I said, okay. But then there's a part for date of birth. So the date of birth and the age did not correspond. So some like he wrote 42. You know, I kind of thing, or 41 or something like that. So, and I said, no, you made a mistake with the date of birth. This is not date of birth for 42. He now said, no, but that's my date of birth. So I said, then you're not 42. He now calculated it. He said, I don't reach 46. That's how he was asking me. He was so shocked. He was not happy at all. Amen. If ever you feel like that, listen to me. Take it in a place of prayer. Do you know that you can address that matter, that a time will come where you are no more worried about your age? It's scripture I'm sharing with you. Be anxious for nothing. It's the scripture. Don't be anxious about your age. But if you're anxious about your age, in everything, by prayer, supplication with thanksgiving, let that request be made known unto God. What are the things that will make me feel 40 and not feel bad? You pray it out. If the prayer is not working, why is Satan worried? If it's not working, nobody will talk to you. If you ever heard a voice say, this prayer I'm praying is not working, it's because it's working. I believe it was a man of God, Bill, some of you might not know him, Bill Subritsky, old time guy. He's passed on a long time ago. He wrote a book about the Holy Spirit. And then he said how he knew when he was a young lad that he's received the Holy Spirit was that after the day they prayed for him to receive the Holy Ghost, I started speaking in tongues as it was going on. Then he heard a voice say, that is not the real tongues. And then he said, when I was not speaking in tongues, I never heard any voice. Amen. So now I know that it's the real tongues. Amen. Tap your neighbor and say, it is working. Four things that prayer labors will birth in you. Four things prayer labors will birth in you. You know, yesterday I mentioned a scripture that says that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Say, let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. The Bible says, if your eye be single, your body will be full of light. It's talking about focus. And the enemy will fight for your eye to be single. Sometimes the thing you have seen is the correct thing, but he will bring another thing in your view. So, number one, prayer labor births in you is clarity of vision. Amen. Clarity of vision. Clarity of vision. You might take it for granted, but there are many Christian adults that have not found clarity of vision. It's not clear in their hearts. There are people, if you ask them, what do you want to do? They're still not sure. They have reached retirement age. They're still not sure. You know what I'm doing now is what I was born to do. I had to be sure. Three things I say about success. I got it from my teenage years. Number one was get it right. Get it right. In those years, I was taking out time praying and fasting. Was for clarity. Lord, what is my function? I wrote it out. I still have the paper today. What is my function? What is your will for my life? I shared with you, I was praying from Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. In those experiences, the scriptures where my inheritance is locked, the Lord has shown me all those scriptures. Are you listening to me? So what it might mean to you is not what it means to me. Then clarity of vision. Clarity of vision. Clarity of vision. Very important. So, number one was for me to get it right. Now I'm just mentioning the three tips of success I always share. Is when you say, you know what you say, get it right, is a, if you're going from Port Harcourt to Kano. Kano is north. You can't be going south from Port Harcourt and ever meet Kano. It's Kano you will meet. Amen. Amen. Are you listening to me? Yes. If you didn't get it right to know that this is the direction to go, you will never meet Kano. It doesn't matter how passionate you are. It doesn't matter how fast you are. Amen. So, the prayer labors helps you get it right. That in 2025, you will not be laboring in vain. Because you got it right. Which business should I give my 100% attention? Oh, I am multi-talented. I can do 5 things at the same time. But which one should I give my attention to? You have to get it right. Prayer labels, it gives clarity of vision. So when you stand up from that place and you turn and face that direction, you know that 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 it's either you succeed or you succeed.
Yes, sir.
Someone said, asked me, say, and when you were starting ministry, were you not thinking, what if you fail? I said, it never crossed my mind. It never crossed my mind. You see, I don't know how to explain it to you. I was so sure that it never crossed my mind. Hello. May you be blessed with that kind of certainty. It comes from, somebody can give it to you. It comes from prayer labors. You see the way I'm talking now? You see the way I walk now? It's from prayer I stood up and started walking and talking like that. I was not walking and talking like that before. Clarity. Clarity. I knew I'm not going to join PDP. I knew I'm not going to join Democrats or the Republicans. I knew I'm not going to join Labour or Conservative. Clarity. Prayer labors will birth clarity in you. It's not clear. Go and stay there again. It says, how did that scripture that I was talking about, until the day dawn. It says, you are looking until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. That means you will keep looking. It's not guesswork. It's not guesswork. Prayer labors will bear clarity. So about the success I was talking about, get it right, number one. Number two, give it time. Some people got it right, but they stay rushing. No. Give it time.
Yes, sir.
Get it right. Give it time. And the third one the Lord gave me many years ago, give it all. Hallelujah. Actually, the give it all comes before the get it, give it time. Give it all comes first. Second, if you give all to what is not right, is a wasted destiny. You know, some of you are even in relationships, you know. and you've given your all to an empty can. You can't give your all if that's not, if you didn't get it right. You have to first get it right before you give your all. And some people got it right, but they've not given their all. Then they're wondering. Listen, if God wants you to do something, it will take all of you. Did you hear me? To take all of you to do it. So, get it right, give it all, and then give it time. That's the order. If you're giving it all, then wait. Allow time. Some things won't happen in the first 3 months. Some things won't happen in the first 6 months. But if you got it right, it will happen. So I'm saying that prayer labors will birth clarity. That's the first thing. I'm going to show you four things. Clarity in marital decisions. Clarity in the business I should focus on. Clarity in my associations. You see, your associations and your locations can affect your destiny. There are people that you are hanging around. Nothing will come out of it. And there are circles that if you don't enter, some things won't come out from you. Amen. So even in the associations, clarity. In your location, clarity. Desperation can blind you. You have applied for Spanish visa. It didn't work. You now applied for Cameroon. Even Cameroon did not work. Now you are now trying to enter Lake Chad. I know that sometimes people fumble and find the truth. I agree. But that's not always the way God wants it to happen for you. Clarity. You will know that you are supposed to be in a room with me. Hello? See, that clarity is what makes that anything you are looking for will meet you. There are people that will stay in their village and the world will go and meet them there. Lift your hand and pray for clarity. Lord, help me. Clarity. Clarity of vision. Clarity of vision. Shuparana sinekete labaya. Zubrediga zana nanana kadile rose. Zenekete ne maruna magadile rose. Zana katana maruna magatubre kadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikadikad In Jesus' name. If you're not sure of certain things, Satan can make you lose your place because you are not sure. The second thing that prayer labels birth is internal alignment, heart alignment. Sometimes your heart is in another place. It's through prayer that your heart follows what God wants. Why does it take that kind of time? Because your perspective, your exposure, your training in life, you know, somebody can be raised in... See, Satan is wicked. And Satan, the only thing that can... I'm looking for the right word, but the only thing more complex than Satan's craftiness is God's wisdom. Satan can work on someone from childhood to make him believe something that was not from God. Hello? And so it will take a while for the Lord to convince you otherwise. Because he says, can two work together except they agree? That agreeing with God, sometimes it takes a lot. Do you know there are some people that God is calling to ministry? Are you with me? But something happened. Maybe they have an uncle, a father or something that ministry, it looked like ministry scattered. You know, we say disbanded his life. Then I'm going to say, no, it's not. Cannot be. I beg. I'm not going there. Meanwhile, your case will not have been the same. Your heart has not accepted. There are some people that from childhood, Satan sent one uncle or auntie to tell him, don't worry, I'm going to take you abroad. And planted a thing in his heart that he's supposed to go abroad when he's supposed to be a real Bayelsa boy. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
So all his life he's been trying to travel abroad. And he has not sat back to see that my destiny is here. The Bible calls them deceiving spirits. Deceiving spirits are the ones that will bring falsehood to you and make you believe falsehood and start living based on that falsehood. If the spirit of truth does not correct that error in your spirit, for many years, you'll be hovering around something that you're not supposed to be around. There are even young people that they think God called them to ministry. You are 11 years old, one day you are carrying Bible, say, Pastor! Be careful the names you call children. You know, say, everybody's calling me pastor. Okay, I will be a pastor. Those people that call you pastor, they will not be the one to give you the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. 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 Don't be pastor because your grandmother said you are a pastor. Don't be pastor because your uncle said you are a pastor. Be pastor because the Lord told you. Those are people that want to say, I'm about to start my ministry. Amen. And they don't hear until they start it. It's when they start it, they do not realize that. It's like, I'm wearing a wet trouser. Have you worn a wet trouser before? You just be feeling uncomfortable. But you have already entered. So you must stay there. Amen. Amen. That's why we pray. Lord, should I pursue? Will I overtake? Will I recover all? You don't have to be the one that started the business for you to succeed in business. God can give you strategic partnerships. This be your own boss. It's not scriptural law. It's just human talk. Everybody will not be boss. So. Be your own boss. Be your own boss. You have gone to be your boss. They will now bury you at 36. There are some people, you've already found the people you're supposed to work with. You have found the people you're supposed to partner with. Grow. Stay there. Grow. Of course, there are people that genuinely God wants them to pioneer something, but there is a fear that will not allow them start. Clarity. Then heart alignment is what I'm talking about. Heart alignment means that your heart has agreed. It's in a place that God wants you to be. Those things happen by prayer labors. The Lord had told me way back, I knew that I was going to pastor, but had a problem with it. I didn't mind any other thing God wanted me to do, but I didn't want to pastor. Praise the Lord. Then he told me, you're a pastor. Two things. One, I didn't want a pastor. Two, I didn't want to start an independent work. Amen. I felt that there are many things I could do. My heart had to agree. It took years. And then the Lord told me, as the waters cover the sea, the knowledge of my glory will cover the earth with churches and fellowships and ministries as the waters cover the sea. My heart's now aligned. Amen. Some of you, what you need is prayer. Even in relationship matters, the same thing. I know that she's the will of God, or I know he's the will of God, but what if Chifokoko comes around? Your heart has to align. And when your heart has not aligned, the real things that are supposed to come out don't come out. I pray that believers understand how powerful your heart is concerning the things that happen around you. How powerful your heart is. I've said, and I'm not saying it to indict you or make you feel bad. Whether you are a brother or a sister, if you are having repeated experiences year after year, is a heart issue. Especially you are a believer that knows, understands your rights in Christ. You marry, you are in a relationship. Every girl you meet is a Yahoo girl. But you are a good Christian. Other people in their lifetime, they've not met as many Yahoo girls. They know of Yahoo boys. But you know Yahoo girls. You broke up, the next one you met in another town is a Yahoo girl. You went to another place, the next one you met again is a Yahoo girl. There's something calling Yahoo girls to you. Are you listening to me? It's a heart issue. So heart alignment helps that when the Lord is working in you, that's the scripture says, for the Lord will work in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. It's a prayer. Pray that prayer right now. Lord, work in me both to will and to do of your good pleasure. I pray for my heart to align with your perfect plan, with your purpose for my life. I pray for my heart to align. There are things I might not know about. There are things I might not be conscious of. But Lord, you know all things. Today, Lord, let my heart align with your perfect will for my life. Medekelira batalira do seletele legadiga rosia zenemeke tona marabara barakadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigadigade rabakatiendo bledos kebredia talagadiga rosia. In Jesus' name. So there could be a programming that just keeps making certain things reoccur. Is this God working in you that deals with those kind of things? You're a business person, but you always have a fantastic idea, but the business must fail. You will start, everybody, wow, then everything will crash. You will start again, and everything will crash. And if you look, it's the same way it always happens. Praise the Lord. One of the ways God solves some problems in your life is by bringing certain people that will not allow a cycle repeat itself. I believe in relationships, so. It's just that relationships can be a blessing, it can be a curse. Amen. There are some people, God has sent them into your life to make you wiser. That's number two. Heart alignment. Number three, prayer labors produce external arrangements. What do I mean by external arrangements? It means that the elements that are supposed to be in place, they start aligning, they start arranging themselves. Suddenly, as you started praying and praying that, Lord, this business that you've put in my heart to do, Lord, I ask for this, I ask for that, then a company that needs that product just enters town. Or they've always been in town, but that week you went to the bank and you saw somebody wearing the t-shirt of the company. Say, you work for them? Say, yes. Oh, I didn't know they were already, you could do this. Yeah, I'm even the one that is in charge of that. What? That thing did not happen by accident too. It's this kind of prayers that begins to orchestrate things. And things that were far become near. Things that were unseen become visible. Amen. Things that were under come to the surface. Are you listening to me? Yeah, that's what happens. And this year, as you continue those prayer labors, that's what you will see happen. External arrangements. Suddenly they will just build road in front of your house. An offer will just come. What I'm saying is that the outward things, your heart has aligned. But now the things on the outside will start aligning with that vision that God gave you. That clarity that you had in your spirit. Is somebody understanding me? Maybe. Lord, I know that teaching is my calling. I want to teach. They will now open a school that needs you. In some schools, the school has been there before. They will not create a course that you will teach. Are you listening to me? Yes, I don't know. It happens. And it will happen in your own life. Yes. I'm showing you what prayer labors will birth in you. And that's why we don't stop praying. Some of your heart has aligned, but you have stopped praying. So the external things have not arranged. Amen. Amen. They've not arranged themselves. Somebody is supposed to come out from that place, but you have not prayed him out. Are you listening to me? Somebody is supposed to call you, but you have not prayed that call out. You'll be surprised that, let me call him. But because the energy to make that action happen has not been supplied. He will pick the phone. I'll call later. I'll call later. 6 months have passed. I will call later. Once the energy is supplied, the person say, hey, do you know that I've not still made this call? No. Today I must make the call. It's not just happening. It's orchestrated. There is money that is supposed to be paid. The energy to release that money has not been released from your side. Are you with me? So, those external arrangements, as you are praying and making tremendous power available, it's available to lift that thing and bring it closer to where you are. Some of you sisters, the brother has been around you. He never get confidence to talk. Say hello, hi. Say good morning, ma. Are you me? Some people, there are some people that, you know, I was sharing a story about a guy I met. I used to know him, but I met him somewhere. And this was many years ago. This was when democracy started in Nigeria. You know, I'd known him many years back. Then I now saw him again. It would have been between 1999 and 2003. And so he was showing me his phone, you know. It's someone I'm older than him, but, you know, we are about the same generation. So he was telling me that he has the governor's phone number. See, governor's phone number. See, speaker own, commissioner of police. Yeah. But his life has not changed. And he wasn't lying. Because if my wife remember, one of these, I was watching local news and I saw him in one of their events, seated. But you know what is the problem? He said, they don't remember to help him. But he's around them. There are some of you around people that, hey, if they do their finger like this, your destiny will change. Oh yeah, do the finger now. Amen. Hello. Do the finger. Sometimes they do like this. They will hear that. Ah. Why? Why is the process not coming to full cycle? Insufficient energy. Almost. Why is it almost? The prayer cycle was not complete. If it's complete, it will be almost, it will happen. The old timers call it praying through. And we pray it through. May you pray it through.
Amen.
May you pray it through.
Amen.
So that external arrangement is prayer labels that bet it. It's not by accident that people, it enters people's hearts to leave assets or valuables to you. It's not by accident. There are prayer labels that unlocks assets and transfers them. There are people that have cars that are like, hey, I want to give out this car. Who do I give this car to? Your name doesn't flash. But they saw you that day. They saw you the next day. They saw you the next week. Doesn't flash. I had a lady who were neighbors. She is about a few years older than I am. When I was starting uni, she was ending uni. But we're neighbors. We knew ourselves so long. So now she used to come and share some things with me. So she said, I don't know what's wrong. She now asked me, am I not beautiful? I said, what will I say, of course? Even if she's not beautiful, what will I say? But no, she's beautiful. I know what is beautiful. You don't, I know now. You need to see my wife. So if I say somebody is beautiful, the person is beautiful. So she's beautiful. So I said, you are beautiful. She said that we will be somewhere and friends, male friends we know, will tell me, I want to see you. I will not be happy in my heart. That's his confiding, right? So I can boldly say, because you don't know who I'm talking about. She said, I'll be happy in my heart. You know, when a guy tells you, there's something I want to discuss with you. It's not money. Yeah, lady, it's not money. Amen. Amen. It's not business. Amen. But, you know. So she said, I'll be happy that he wants to see me. Then he'll say, you know, we've been close for a while. I can share this with you. And I really, really feel very confident to say what I want to say. You know, can you help me without your friend? What does she like? She said, time and time again, that's happened. She's like, the last one that happened that she was telling me, I know the friend. And I don't want to body shame anybody. You know, but you know. You know. Lest I say something else. So why? And she was concerned. So you are a believer. Some of you might have had those kind of experiences. It never, when it's something good, they don't seem to remember. It's not them. No. Because you can tell that these people are kind people. They are nice people. But just that their kindness does not come to you. I pray for you today in the name of Jesus. That you will begin to benefit from the goodwill of people around you. And one of the ways that God helps you, as you are praying, he will prompt you to take some actions. So that's the third thing prayer labors better you. The fourth thing prayer labors will better you, I call it initiative. It's a courage to act and act right. Courage to act right. You see, some of you have heard about Kairos. Kairos always requires that the response has to be timely and right. If without prayer labors, you might not act right. You will be in the right place. You will not know the right thing to do. There is a right answer. There's a way somebody will behave and the thing will fall for him. Have you not met people that they've not said anything, you've already disliked them? Have you not met people like that? Every human being has met people like that. The person has not, he didn't do anything to you. He didn't say anything wrong. I just appear. So I'm not going to give up. It's a vibe that you got from the person. You can't explain it. So, it's in prayer labors that right action, the initiative, is bettered. You will come and meet the business guy. And instead of shaking him, you will pat him on the back. Which is might not look like he's right. But that was the thing. Yes, sir. Hello? Are you with me? Listen, this life is spiritual. 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 That people that the way they laughed is what annoyed everybody. Why is he laughing like that? There, see this guy now, Mumu. Somebody else laughed. I don't know if you've heard that story. We've shared it several times. Somebody was telling a story about a girl that went for an interview and her hair was pink, a bit green. I can't remember. And then your guy came out. I said, who's that guy there? You know that type that in the interview, everybody's shifting from you. So that they will not assume that we are friends. And I said, who's that girl? That's the girl we want to, that's the kind of girl we want to employ. She doesn't care what anybody thinks. Only as she came with this hair here. We need that kind of person in that office. You will not hear this story and go and do green hair. Then you have missed the point. Are you understanding what I'm saying? If you hear the story and go and do green hair, you miss the point. I heard the story of a pastor that went for an interview. And he's a very jovial person. And in the interview, while they were in the main hall, one of the guys came into the hall. He said, he took his tension. He was just cracking jokes, making them laugh. They were easing tension with him. He now saw the guy, sir, Oga, they never employ your belly don't big like this. If they employ you, where till you go be? Everybody started laughing at the guy. The guy too laughs at all that. Only for him to enter the interview guy. He was the Oga, the chairman of the company, the one sitting there. Say Jesus. The guy was on the panel. He didn't come for job. He said, well, I like this guy. We need people like this in the office. That's how they employed him. Amen. Are you with me? Now, the Bible says, do as occasion serves thee. It is these prayer labors that will make you come to a place and you can do as occasion serves you. Are you with me? You will just come out and be lacing your shoe. Lacing your shoe. Lacing your shoe. Who is that guy lacing his shoe there? I just like the guy. What in lacing shoe get to do with? Hello? Are you understanding what I'm saying? I call it the spotlight of heaven. It can shine on your hand. It can shine on your shoe. It can shine on your head. Someone just see the bald head. This guy. He will represent us well. We need a bald head. Is in those prayers that the Holy Ghost will prompt you, I don't know how to put it, into the action that will trigger the testimony. There is an action this year, and there are actions this year that will trigger testimonies. Amen. That action will come out. Amen. It's prayer labels that bear those actions. It bear those actions. There are people that were somewhere and bought. They say, oh, don't worry, take. They were buying drinks for everybody. Say, no, you can have it. No. Say, no, you can have it. That was it. Oh. Praise the Lord. And that's the guy that bought drink for me. You can come and just say, everybody collect drink. They say, no, we don't want this kind of person. We'll blow our money in this company. Hello. Receive. The right initiative.
Thank you for listening to this message. If you have been blessed, we would love to hear from you. Reach us via WhatsApp on 0806-373-7805 or send us an email at info@faithtofaithonline.org. For more life-transforming messages, stay connected to our 24-hour platforms. Visit www.faithtofaithtv.org and www.faithtofaithradio.org. Join us this Sunday at Renaissance Assembly, Plot 5, Sani Abacha Road, GRA, Phase 3, Port Harcourt. Renaissance Assembly, the church of the moment and the church of the future.